the winger, and then back in it goes to Aaron Smith. Nobody marking Jacob Hu, and he is going to score for New Zealand. And what a moment for the man from the Crusaders, his first test try. And Barrett is chasing, he's kicking, he gets the bit, and Bowden Barrett has done it again. Throws a dummy. Retallick running like an outside back, his fourth test try. Well, will this be the easiest try he has ever scored? Yes, it will. 38 points to 13, New Zealand over Australia.
There was so much hope, leading by 6 points to nil. There was still hope at the half-time break for the Wallabies as they led. And then that all-black, and I'm going to call it a machine because that's what it looks like. It's a very well-drilled machine. The execution was absolutely fabulous to watch, but it would have been like a dagger through the heart of a legendary Wallaby like Tim Horan with the Fox Sports Network. G'day, Tim.
G'day, boys. Yeah, it was a tough one to commentate on Saturday night. I suppose before we talk about the Wallabies' woes and how we fix that in 6 days' time. We've got to praise the All Blacks, don't we? They were just brilliant, and the way they always seem to hit back. You know, 5 minutes before half time and 5 minutes after time is their crucial time in every match.
Yeah, and it was literally just the one missed tackle in that first half and gave them that opportunity down the right hand side, which must have been alarm bells for the Wallabies going in at half time, Timmy, because it just underscored what the All Blacks can do, as if they needed reminding.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, and you'd probably agree that, you know, the weight of possession that the Wallabies had, especially in the first 15 or 20 minutes, they probably should have been up by, you know, 14 points to 3. Yeah. Or if you go into the sheds up, you can sort of hold that lead. But to the All Blacks, they had a fair bit of possession in the last 15 minutes or so. And the Wallabies, for some reason, they looked out on their feet defensively, and they made so many tackles that when they got a chance to attack and run the ball, I just looked a bit docile about where to run and what to do. So, you know, a lot of work for Michael Checkham. And Jimmy, you would have seen it as well. You know, you lose seven of your own line-out throws, and then you have five penalties against you in the scrum. You just can't give that amount of ball to any international team, let alone the All Blacks.
Tim, it looks like you're right, the Wallabies did try and match it with them, and they did match it with them in that opening 40 minutes. They should have led by more, but the fact is that you've got to be at your very, very, very best against them, and they just wear you down, and in the end, they just go whooshka.
They do, and you know, your players like Aaron Smith and Kieran Reid and you know, Ben Smith, these experienced players who, as soon as they sort of put their foot on the accelerator, they all go together, and they all support, and they got so much trust in the guys next to them. They make a half a break. They just throw a pass. I don't know if anyone's there, but they got an idea that someone's going to be close by. And just the confidence they play with. And I think they obviously scored Ben Smith's try, you know, 2 minutes before halftime. Came out. Marika Korobidi gets turned over by Wasaki Naholo 2 minutes after halftime. And they go, Jack Goodhue, you know, goes 70 metres and scores a try. And then 2 minutes after that, there's another try. So all of a sudden, I think, you know, the Wallabies looked up, and they were so deflated. When you look up, you're 6-5 at half time, all of a sudden, then you're 20-odd to 6.
Yeah, Naholo, what about his pace? Just incredible. Let's go to the set piece, Timmy, and this is a real concern. Sakopi Kepu, I know he got injured and then he went off, but they were having problems with the scrum before that. Is it a logical thing that Tatafu Polotanau only plays that number of minutes before he's replaced? Because as soon as he went off, then the line-out really struggled as well.
Yeah, difficult one for Michael Checker. I think we're in the line-out, it's obviously not just the throw, it's the players who are lifting, it's the player who calls the line-outs as well. I think that Michael Checker, as much as he probably wants to keep Rob Simmons on the bench, he may bring Rob Simmons in because he's one of the best line-out callers in the game. And, you know, you bring him in, he can construct the line-out. In the scrum, you know, Taniana Tupou, who was injured on the Friday at the team run, injured his hamstring, a very big hamstring it is, he should start. He's got to start. You've got to now pull your cards out and go, well, Taniana Tupou has been very good in the scrum for Queensland Reds. If you shore up your set piece, the Wallabies are a chance. We saw, I think it was this time last year, boys, that same thing happened at the ANZ Stadium, went to Dunedin, and we were 90 seconds away from beating the All Blacks over there.
Yeah, and we all know what happened. They won again, unfortunately. Tim, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Tim Horan from Fox Sports, who called all the action of that opening Bledisloe game on the weekend. Quite clearly, Tim, Israel Folau's not going to be there for the second test. What do you do? Who would be your fullback and who'd be your inside centre?
Yeah, TK, I think they'll probably... It just depends on what Michael Checker wants to do. Most likely he's going to move Kirtley Beale back to 15 and put Matt Tamua in at number 12. It's only two changes then. Or you bring in someone like Jack Maddox, who had his test debut on the weekend, came off the bench, put him at fullback, or put someone like Tom Banks, who's in the squad at the moment, and just try and have a crack, because you need to attack. Against the All Blacks, you've got to start scoring some points. And defensively, we slipped off, I think it was like 17 or 18 missed tackles, and half of those were converted into tries. So we just got to be able to try and go out all out attack on the weekend. So either Kirtley Beale or one of those two, Jack Maddox or Tom Banks at 15.
Yeah, but what would you do?
I would probably go Kirtley Beale. Matt Tamua. I think you just need that experience there, and you then allow Beale to still come up and attack at first or second receiver. And I think he's, you know, the way he's been playing with the Waratahs, and I think his link with Bernard Foley is pretty important.
Mm. I can't believe that you never won a test match at Eden Park, but anyway, that's the record. 86 was the last time, Timmy, that the Wallabies had any success there. And we were talking to Jeremy Paul yesterday on the program, and he was saying, yeah, but there was a 100-year record that they broke when he was playing at Dunedin. Is it a particular mindset? Do you not talk about? Do you talk about it? How does Michael Checker help his team approach this game on the weekend?
No, I don't think you really talk about it, Jimmy. I think it's just, you know, it's another field, same goalpost. It's obviously a different crowd there, and they're all on top of you. But you have to start well at Eden Park, any test match you do. But at Eden Park, if you can sort of try and take the crowd out of it in the first 15 or 20 minutes, you're a chance. But, you know, I thought we did it pretty well. The first 40 minutes, you know, on the weekend was pretty strong. You know, defensively, we were good with attacking structure, but, you know, we were, you know, 6 points to five, 1 point ahead after all that possession. Eden Park, yep, a very difficult place to win, but it can be done. And but yeah, I tell you what, it's going to be a pretty big turnaround.
Yeah, they're just better than us, really, aren't they, Timmy?
Well, I think, and I said this to former All Black Jeff Wilson about an hour before kickoff on Saturday night. But I said, guys, this is the best Wallaby team we've had for a long time, and this is the best lead up to a test match. And I felt really comfortable. And he said, well, I think this is the best All Black team we've had for 4 years. So, and I said, if we don't win the game, you know, we're not good enough. And I don't say that lightly. To the All Blacks are, as we know, one of the best teams in the world, and they just hit you around the throat and they squeeze and squeeze.
Mm. Yeah. And the other thing about it is, you know, speaking to Darryl Gibson, who's the Waratahs coach, I saw him out there on Saturday night, Timmy, and he was talking about Beauden Barrett, and incredibly... You know, he was under pressure to play in this game. And they're talking about the top three 5'8s in the world are all New Zealand. You know, three of the top five in the world are all New Zealanders. That just underscores the depth of talent that they have in that country.
Yeah, it does. Well, I think their replacements made a much better impact than the Wallabies' replacements on Saturday night. You bring on TJ Perenara, you bring on Damien McKenzie. He came on pretty early. Anton Leonard-Brown came on for Ryan Crotty early. So, and those players actually made a pretty big impact in the game, especially Damien McKenzie linking up with Beauden Barrett. So,
he's a star.
Yeah, they've got some depth, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And it's on again next week over there, which makes it even more daunting. Tim, we enjoy your comments always on Fox, mate, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, boys. Thanks,
Timmy.